this is Missy Hollander from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you the events and happenings for the upcoming week as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. We're going to start off with some performances with Duke Performances. As usual, for ticket information, you can call the University Box Office Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and their phone number is 919-684-4444. Glenn Cacce will be performing Friday, February 22nd at 8 p.m. at the Reynolds Industries Theater. Tickets are between $26 and $32 for Duke, for reserved seating, and $10 for Duke students. Wilco drummer and art music percussionist Glenn Cacce, phenomenal Alaskan composer John Luther Adams, and Durham-based Americana inventors Megaphone collide in this program of intelligent, visceral music. Cacce is a drummer and composer of unfailing taste, technique, and discipline, and that's a quote from the Chicago Tribune. Adams, one of the most original musical thinkers of the new century, and that's a quote from the New Yorker, famously uses drums and electronic processes to consecrate the natural world. Illimac, commissioned in part by Duke Performances, was born of their deep mutual admiration. For 50 minutes, Cacce drums his way through a vast spectral landscape of live electronics and Alaskan field recordings. Megaphone opens and closes the show, first in an acoustic set, and then in a collaboration with On Fillmore, the duo of bassist Darren Gray and Cacce. Again, Glenn Cacce will be performing Friday, February 22nd at 8 p.m. at the Reynolds Industries Theater. The Talik Quartet, featuring Orion Weiss on piano, will be performing Saturday, February 23rd at 8 p.m., and that's also at the Reynolds Industry Theater. Tickets are $30 for general admission seating, and again, $10 for Duke students. The best qualities of old Europe and new America unite in this concert of Czech chamber music, a noble tradition personified in the Talik Quartet. With a roster established in 1964 and then refreshed in the early 90s, the Talik is sought around the world for its handsome and refined sound, and that's a quote from the Washington Post. The quartet finds a perfect complement in the reflective young American Orion Weiss, a pianist of exceptionally clean technique with virtuosity to spare, and again that's a quote from the Washington Post. This uniquely structured concert gives both the Talik and Weiss ample space to showcase their individual talents. The quartet on two zeniths of Czech chamber music, Dvořák's Cypresses and Janáček's Kreutzer Sonata, the pianist on Bohuslav's Martinů's Nervy Fantasy and Toccata for solo piano, a tour de force he dispatches with great conviction. All the musicians then come together to conclude with an undisputed masterpiece of the string quintet form, Dvořák's Piano Quintet in A Major. Again, the Talik Quartet, featuring Orion Weiss, will perform Saturday, February 23rd at 8 p.m. at the Reynolds Industry Theater. On Sunday, February 24th at 3 p.m. at the Haiti Heritage Center will be dances by Louis Anderson and All Souls. North Carolina has lacked a high-quality outfit exclusively dedicated to showcasing new classical music, a gap that the collective of musicians and presenters called New Music Raleigh has been rapidly closing since 2009. Now this vital new organization produces an exciting concert for soprano and nine-piece chamber orchestra with Duke Performances. The leading Dutch composer Louis Andriessen, one of the most influential figures in contemporary classical music since the mid-1970s, and that's a quote from the New York Times, scored dances for soprano, strings, harp, piano, and percussion. The rising Duke composer John Supko, a classically grounded postmodern theorist, offers his perspective on the same instruments in All Souls, a world premiere. With Canadian soprano Ashley Semekou, a bracing new voice of tremendous dynamic subtlety, and North Carolina opera conductor Timothy Myers, New Music Raleigh spotlights ambitious contemporary music in the acoustically hospitable sanctuary of Haiti. Again, New Music Raleigh will be performing Sunday, February 24th at 3 p.m. at the Haiti Heritage Center. $24 will get you general admission seating and $10 if you're a Duke student. And lastly, Tar Baby with Orrin Evans, Nasheed Waits, and Eric Revis featuring Oliver Lake will perform Friday, March 1st. Doors open at 8 p.m., concert at 9 p.m. And also on Saturday, March 2nd, doors open at 8 p.m. and concert does begin at 9 p.m. And this will take place at Casbah Durham. $24 for general admission seating, $10 for Duke students. A fine and provocative post-bop unit, says the New York Times. Tar Baby does what it wants. The group quartet absorbs everything from Thelonious Monk and Charles Mingus to John Coltrane and Ornette Coleman, sending it all back in turns of molten musicianship. For two nights at the Casbah, get scorched by a group that interacts beautifully and makes every second count, and that's a quote from the Jazz Times. The combo earns its prerogative with an impeccable pedigree. Pianist Orrin Evans, drummer Nasheed Waits, and bassist Eric Revis, a longtime Branford Marsalis collaborator, from the core of this nimble, forward-thinking collective. They're joined in their enterprise by the still-vibrant 70-year-old saxophonist Oliver Lake, a musician of international stature and a living repository of the history of jazz. Again, Tar Baby will be performing Friday, March 1st, and Saturday, March 2nd, doors open at 8 p.m. and concert does begin at 9 p.m. at the Casbah in Durham. And again, for more information for purchasing tickets, you can call the University box office Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And that phone number is 919-684-4444. For information about the North Carolina Symphony, including subscription options, dates, times, and ticket prices, you can visit the North Carolina Symphony website at www.ncsymphony.org or call North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750 or toll-free at 877-627-6724. The Raleigh Classical Series will perform at the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts, located at 2 East South Street in Raleigh. Series does begin at 8 p.m., and their next performance will be Freedom on February 22nd and 23rd. William Henry Curry is the resident conductor, James Westwater, the photo choreographer, Scott McLeod on baritone, and David Hartman is the narrator. Harris, When Johnny Comes Marching Home, John Adams, The Wound Dresser, Copland, Lincoln Portrait, and Ives, Symphony No. 2. The Pops season coming up, fresh off the release of his 13th studio album, Heart and Soul, Grammy Award winner Kenny G joins the symphony March 1st and 2nd for a night dedicated to music that has made him one of the premier artists in contemporary jazz. Kenny G's collaborations with artists such as Andrea Bocelli, Whitney Houston, Aaron Neville, Natalie Cole, and Smokey Robinson, as well as solo albums of his own, have made him the biggest-selling instrumental musician of the modern era, with global sales totaling more than 75 million. Sarah Hicks conducts this master of smooth jazz in his debut with the North Carolina Symphony. Again, that'll take place March 1st and 2nd at the Mimande Concert Hall at the Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts. It's time to read some upcoming events from the Durham Performing Arts Center, also known as DPAC. DPAC is located at 123 Vivian Street in Durham. For information about tickets, you can call them at 919-680-2787. On February 24th, we have the Bull City Food and Beer Experience. Sam's Quick Shop, together with Tyler's Restaurant and Tap Room, present the inaugural Bull City Food and Beer Experience, an indoor food and beer festival designed to stimulate and educate your palate and mind through local food and unbelievable beer. This four-hour special event will be capped with special appearances by the owners of three of the premier craft breweries in the United States: Ken Grossman from Sierra Nevada, Kim Jordan from New Belgium Fat Tire, and Dale Ketchis from Oscar Blues. All three breweries have chosen North Carolina for their East Coast expansion, bringing hundreds of jobs and incredible brewing right here to the Tar Heel State. Against a backdrop of live music, the Bull City Food and Beer Experience will allow guests to sample food from 20 local restaurants and beer from 50-plus local and national breweries. Food will be carefully paired with local North Carolina beers, providing both a complementary and contrasting flavor experience, showing the amazing capacity beer has when paired with a wide variety of food. Additionally, there will also be a variety of brews from around the world for guests to sample and enjoy. It's undeniably Durham, a true Bowl City experience that celebrates one of America's great beer and food towns. Admission into the Bowl City food and beer experience includes a souvenir glass and tasting notebook, food sampling from 20 of Durham's finest restaurants and beer tastings from over 50 breweries, keynote speakers, Ken Grossman, Kim Jordan, and Dale Ketchus. Live music from Mipso will be rounding out your sensory overload, providing their bluegrass-inspired music on stage. Imperial VIP ticket holders will enjoy all of the above, plus an exclusive event poster, exclusive T-shirt, 30-minute early event access, private access to VIP tasting lounge, specialty spirit and rare beer tasting only available to Imperial ticket holders, reserved seating for first four-row access and Imperial VIP laminate. Limited Imperial VIP tickets will be available. All ticket holders must be 21 years of age and must bring a valid photo ID. The event reserves the right to refuse service to anyone at any time. Again, the Bowl City Food and Beer Experience will take place on February 24th at DPAC. Also coming up at DPAC on March 12th is Rain. Rain, the internationally acclaimed Beatles concert, returns by popular demand. As, quote, the next best thing to seeing the Beatles, and that's a quote from the Associated Press, Rain performs the full range of Beatles live on stage, including the most complex and challenging songs that the Beatles themselves recorded in the studio, but never performed for an audience. Together longer than the Beatles, Rain has mastered every song, gesture, and nuance of the legendary foursome, delivering a totally live, note-for-note performance that's as infectious as it is transporting. From the early hits to later classics, I Want to Hold Your Hand, A Hard Day's Night, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, Let It Be, Come Together, Hey Jude, and more, this adoring tribute will take you back to a time when all you needed was love and a little help from your friends. Everyone must have a ticket regardless of age, and no one under the age of 5 is admitted to the theater. Again, Rain will perform Tuesday, March 12th at 7:30 p.m. at DPAC. Also coming up at DPAC, Daryl Hall and John Oates will be performing on March 13th. Rock's dynamo duo, Daryl Hall and John Oates, will return to DPAC for the first time since their last sellout 2011 performance. Arguably one of pop music's most influential acts, Daryl Hall and John Oates' unique fusion of Philly soul and rock and roll have made the singer-songwriter duo legendary. Starting out as two devoted disciples of earlier soul greats, Daryl Hall and John Oates are soul survivors in their own right. They have become such musical influences on some of today's popular artists that the September 2006 cover of Spin Magazine's headline read, "Why Hall and Oates Are the New Velvet Underground." Their artistic fan base includes Rob Thomas, John Mayer, Brandon Flowers of The Killers, Ben Gibbard of Death Cab for Cutie, and MTV's newest hipsters, Gym Class Heroes, who dubbed their tour Daryl Hall for President Tour 2007. One of the most sampled artists today, their impact can be heard everywhere from boy band harmonies to neo-soul to rap rock fusion. From the mid-70s to the mid-80s, the duo scored 6 number one singles, including Rich Girl, Kiss on My List, Private Eyes, I Can't Go for That, Man Eater, and Out of Touch from their 6 consecutive multi-platinum albums, 76's Bigger Than Both of Us, 80's Voices, 81's Private Eyes, 82's H2O, 83's Rockin' Soul, Part 1, and 84's Big Bam Boom. The era would also produce an additional 5 top 10 singles, Sarah Smile, One on One, You Make My Dreams, Say It Isn't So, and Method of Modern Love. Everyone must have a ticket regardless of age, and no one under the age of 5 will be admitted to the theater. Again, Daryl Hall and John Oates will be performing March 13th at 7:30 p.m. And for more ticket information on any of these performances at DPAC, you can call them at 919-680-2787. Coming up at Goodnight's Comedy Club is Tom Arnold on March 1st and March 2nd. Goodnight's Comedy Club is located at 861 West Morgan Street in downtown Raleigh. Their phone number is 919-828-5233. As a writer, producer, and actor, Tom Arnold has established himself to television and film audiences worldwide, having won such awards as the Peabody Award and a Golden Globe Award. Additionally, he helped put Fox Sports Network on the map with his hosting duties on Best Damn Sports Show, period. Arnold cornered the market on playing the resident comic relief in films like 9 Months with Hugh Grant, Julianne Moore and Robin Williams, True Lies with Arnold Schwarzenegger, Hero with Dustin Hoffman, and Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery with Mike Myers. Arnold has successfully broken out of the comedic stereotype and is becoming a fixture at film festivals by landing more mature and dramatic roles. He received critical praise for his role in Gardens of the Night, opposite John Malkovich, The Great Buck Howard, starring John Malkovich and Tom Hanks, Good Dick, opposite Jason Ritter, The Year of Getting to Know Us, opposite Sharon Stone, Jimmy Fallon, and Lucy Liu. In 2005, he received critical notice for his role in Don Rue's Happy Endings for Lionsgate Film. He was also seen in Pride, opposite Terrence Howard, and Animal Factory, directed by Steve Buscemi. Other film credits include Soul Plane, Cradle to the Grave, Exit Wounds, and The Kid and I. Arnold began his career in comedy at the University of Iowa before moving to Minneapolis, where he won the Minneapolis Comedy Competition in 1988. He then moved to Los Angeles to write on the highly successful television series Roseanne, before eventually serving as executive producer for the sitcom. He went on to star in his own HBO special entitled Tom Arnold, The Naked Truth, and then wrote, produced, and starred in his own television series, The Jackie Thomas Show, Tom and the Tom Show. Again, Tom Arnold will be performing March 1st and March 2nd at Goodnight's Comedy Club in downtown Raleigh. And again, phone number 919-828-5233. Also coming up at Goodnight's Comedy Club is Drew Carey. And it looks like they just added a date for that. He will be performing March 22nd and March 23rd. From road comic to superstar, Drew Carey has one of the most successful comedy careers in the business. He exploded onto the national scene when Johnny Carson dubbed him as one of his favorites. From there, Carey soon had his own sitcom, The Drew Carey Show, followed by the hugely successful and popular Whose Line Is It Anyway, where he served as host and ensemble player in the improv-style show. Currently, Drew is the host of one of the most successful TV game shows of all times, The Price is Right. Ken Drew Carey will be performing at March 22nd and 23rd at Goodnight's Comedy Club. At the Carolina Theater in downtown Durham, Mark Broussard and the Dirty Dozen Brass Band will be performing Thursday, February 28th at 8 p.m. Tickets for this performance will be between $37 and $52, and the phone number for more ticket information is 919-560-3030. Mark Broussard was seemingly destined for a life as a musician man. As the son of Boogie King's guitarist Ted Broussard, his upbringing in Lafayette, L.A. instilled in him an affinity for R&B alongside the caging trappings of southern Louisiana. He draws vocal and stylistic influence from Otis Redding and Brian McKnight while bearing the preternatural gruff voice of John Hyatt or Dr. John. The Dirty Dozen Brass Band is a New Orleans brass band that revolutionized the New Orleans brass band style by incorporating funk and bebop into the traditional New Orleans style. Again, Mark Broussard and the Dirty Dozen Brass Band will be at the Carolina Theater Thursday, February 28th, and that performance does begin at 8 p.m. At the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts at the Fletcher Opera Theater on February 27th, Bruce Cockburn will be performing. Bruce Cockburn has always been a restless spirit. Over the course of four decades, the celebrated Canadian artist has traveled to the corners of the earth out of humanitarian concerns, often to trouble spots, experience events that have led to some of his most memorable songs. Going up against chaos, even if it involves grave risks, can be necessary to get closer to the truth. Never content to rest on his laurels, Cockburn keeps looking ahead. "I'd rather think about what I'm going to do next," he once said. "My models for graceful aging are guys like John Lee Hooker and Mississippi John Hurt, who never stopped working till they dropped, as I fully expect to be doing, and just getting better as musicians and as human beings." Small Source of Comfort, a reflection of Cockburn's ever-expanding world of wonders, is the latest step in his creative evolution. Again, Bruce Cockburn will be performing at the Fletcher Opera Theater and the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts, and that is in downtown Raleigh. That performance will take place February 27th at 8 p.m. Tickets range in price from $37 to $47, and for more information, you can call them at 919-996-8700. Johnny Mathis will also be performing at the Center for Performing Arts, the Memorial Auditorium, on March 7th. Johnny Mathis is a legendary member of the Grammy Hall of Fame with a dozen gold or platinum albums. Come swoon to his lush vocal stylings on adult contemporary favorites, including Misty, It's Not For Me to Say, Chances Are, and more. Again, this performance will take place March 7th at 8 p.m. Tickets range in price from $47 to $97. And again, this performance will take place at the Center for the Performing Arts at the Memorial Auditorium. Also coming up at the Fletcher Opera Theater, Imani Wins, and that will take place on March 3rd. More than North America's premier wind quintet, Imani Wins has established itself as one of the most successful chamber music ensembles in the United States. Since 1997, the Grammy-nominated quintet has taken a unique path, carving out a distinct presence in the classical music world with its dynamic playing, culturally poignant programming, genre-blurring collaborations, and inspirational outreach programs. With two member composers and a deep commitment to commissioning new work, the group is enriching the traditional wind quintet repertoire while meaningful bridging European, American, African, and Latin traditions. Again, this performance will take place on March 3rd at 3 p.m. Ticket information at this time are not available, but you can call them. Again, that phone number would be 919-996-8700. And finally, coming up there at that same Performing Arts Center at the Memorial Auditorium, March 1st through the 3rd, is Rapunzel, A Very Hairy Fairy Tale. Hold on to your hair and prepare for a brand new magical musical retelling of the classical fairy tale. Rapunzel comes to life in an exciting new musical featuring that beautiful princess with the long, long, long hair trapped in a tower, a handsome young suitor who doesn't quite know what he's searching for, of course, an evil witch who has her eye out for what should be Rapunzel's kingdom, and a tired yet philosophical old dragon who tries to make sense of it all, a charming musical adventure for the whole family. Ticket prices range in this from $14 to $47, and again, this performance takes place March 1st through the 3rd at the Memorial Auditorium in the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts. We have coming up, now it's time for some stuff coming up with Pinecone. First off, just a reminder that the Bluegrass Music Camps return to Cary this summer. The camp dates are going to be from June 24th to June 28th. Registration starts February 21st for general registration. It's $93 for Cary residents and Pinecone members, $121 for the general population. That includes five classes. For more ticket information, you can call them at 919-664-8333. Building on the success and popularity of 2 years of Pinecone Bluegrass Camps for Youth, Pinecone and the Town of Cary are partnering again this coming summer to offer the camps for a third year. This year, there will be a beginner and intermediate track for each of the three instruments, guitar, mandolin, and fiddle, and there will be a morning and afternoon songwriting camp. Pair any two half-day camps to give your young musician a full week of music education. Through these camps, students ages 8 through 16 have the opportunity to write and learn songs and techniques of one of North Carolina's most popular homegrown musical styles, bluegrass. Taught by veteran musicians Charles Petty on mandolin, Patty Hopkins on fiddle, and Linda Dawson on songwriting, this camp will build and develop musical skills while encouraging confidence, creativity, and collaboration. The guitar instructor is to be announced. The camp will culminate with a special student performance with the Snyder Family Band on Friday night, June 28th, as part of Carrie's Starlight Concert Series. Again, for more information about this camp, you can call 919-664-8333. The Irish Music Session coming up February 24th from 3 to 6 p.m. at Tír na n-Óg, which is located at 218 South Blount Street in Raleigh. Tír na n-Óg and Pinecone co-sponsor an open Irish-style session coordinated by Charlie Muse every Sunday. The session meets either in the back left of the pub near the fireplace or in the cottage room on the right side. All players, singers, and dancers and listeners are welcome to play and share. Participants of all ability levels are encouraged to come and enjoy the traditional environment. Please contact Charlie at CreateCon. CreateConst at bellsouth.net for more information. Also on Monday, February 25th at from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Busy Bee Cafe, and that's located at 225 South Wilmington Street in Raleigh. There will be a bluegrass jam. Join bluegrass musicians of all levels at the Busy Bee Cafe in downtown Raleigh, sponsored by Terrapin Beer Company. Whether you're a first-time jammer or a veteran, you're welcome to learn the tunes and play along, or just listen and observe. Please contact the session's co-chairs for more information, Doug Pratt at dpratt14@nc.rr.com, or David Hedrick at stringsof9@hotmail.com. Also coming up this week for our bluegrass events or our concert events, on Saturday, February 23rd, we have Maura O'Donnell at the Arts Center in Carrboro, phone number 919-929-2787. Mary Chapin Carpenter and Sean Colvin will be at the Carolina Theater in Greensboro. For ticket information, you can call them at 336-333-2605. And that's both Saturday, February 23rd. On Sunday, February 24th, we have the John Shane Trio with Lizzie Ross opening, and that will be at the Rooster's Wife in Aberdeen, phone number 910-944-7502. On Wednesday, February 27th, we have Jordan and Rob Nance at the Irregardless Cafe in Raleigh, phone number 919-833-8898. And finally, Thursday on February 28th, we have two performances. We have Slade Cleaves at the Casbah in Durham, phone number 919-687-6969, and Skip Cherry Holmes Quintet at Tír na n-Óg in Raleigh, and their phone number is 919-833-7795. And we have run out of time for today's episode of the Triangle Bulletin Board. Be sure to listen next time, and we hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Missy Hollander, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. And so long until next time.